down the field. Little line drive kick, picked up at the 30-yard line by Knoxville, who's returning it back. He's gotten it back to at the 36-yard line. Nice return. That was about a 15-yard return.
So Alec Boldarev in on the stop along with Kobe Richmond. Sophomore doing a nice job.
Those guys have done a nice job. Okay, next we're looking at bringing it back up to the line of scrimmage. It's going to be at the 46-yard line. They got a one-back set here. They've got two flankers on each side of the tackle. One goes in motion. The pitch off to the left side, number 32 for Knoxville. He's picking up nice yardage. He picked up about 7 yards on that first play, Mark.
DJ Snyder did a nice job of carrying that ball around the left side, Jim.
Yeah, that was...
And Jared McClung is the quarterback for the Panthers. He is a senior and one of the nicest kids you're ever going to meet. He is a really, really nice kid. He's one of the varsity tennis players here in Knoxville and just a very polite young man.
Okay, we're back at the line of scrimmage. We've got two wideouts this time and one back in motion. They're taking a sweep off to the right. Everybody's going to the right. And here comes Sharon coming up to take it out of bounds. He puts it out of bounds just short of the first down. It looks like it's going to be close, though.
Luke Bachman was the ball carrier. Knocked out of bounds by T.J. Hawkinson.
And that's part of the ball at Sheridan's 44-yard line approximately. So 44 yards to go in for the touchdown. It's going to be right on the...
And about 44 centimeters to go for a...
Oh, they gave him the first down. That was a close one.
When they put the nose over the dash mark, we knew that they had it.
Yeah. Okay, we are two flankers, one back shot. We're going to go with a handoff to the wide receiver. Came around. He's got some room. He tripped through his own lineman, and then Chargers took him down right there. Looks like that tackle by T.J. Hawkinson, Mark, wasn't it?
I think so. That's your second tackle already on this side. Tanner Duncan was your running back on that one. One lineman down there, big number 70 on the right side, I believe he's the right tackle. Nathan Winters has these bright yellow shoes on. And as he runs, I'm thinking that there's a flag being thrown.
It could look like that. Everybody on the line of scrimmage for Knoxville, they took it straight up the middle, and he has got a great hole. Great hole for Knoxville. He puts the ball down to about 25-yard line. That was a gain of about 15 yards again.
Dave Lang with the stop and D.J. Snyder with his second big run of the night. And I tell you what, they did such a good job of spacing. As you were watching the play, they didn't fake you. You followed along. I was watching what was going on back here at the 50. Going, hey, we're going to have a sack. Wait a minute. The ball's up here on the 26.
Yeah, they took that straight up the middle, then he kicked it to the outside, and there was nobody there for about 10 yards.
No score, 10 minutes, 9 seconds left to play in the first quarter. Ball on the 25.
Hand up straight up the middle again. Big hole again. He's breaking tackles. He's carrying people down. He's carrying the goal line. That's a touchdown. He carried three guys into the end zone on that play, Mark. Luke, straight up the middle again.
Luke Bachman turned it into a Bachman Turner overdrive there.
He would not be denied, would he?
He got hit and slid, hit and slid, and carried in 25 yards for the score.
His legs just kept moving, and next thing you know, he was in the end zone. Knoxville lining up the rest of the play now. The kicker is going to be number 3 for Knoxville. That's Luke Bachman also. He's a senior. Let's see how they come out on this. Sheridan's lined up for their... Looks like they're just going to be in a face mode here. He kicks the ball, and it is up, and good. So we'll get a chance now to see how Sheridan Bachman answers back on this one, Mark.
So 9:55 left to play. We have a 7-0 deficit that Sheridan is looking at against the Knoxville Panthers after a 25-yard TD run by Luke Bachman. A nice drive by the Panthers as they move down the field, and they look like they want to be in the playoffs.
Yeah, they sure do. They're another team that kind of like last week, but their schedule is pretty front-loaded. They played a lot of tough teams right at the beginning of their year. They're 2-4. They pretty much need to win out, at least win the next few games to have a chance, but they look like they want to. Sheridan's won the play. They're back on the field, ready to go. 9:55 to go.
And while Sheraton-Knoxville is not a blood feud the way you see some games are, it's a good traditional rivalry, as we said, playing the 92nd time tonight. Did I say 92nd or 93rd?
I think it's 93rd.
93rd time, 92 times before tonight. That's a good rivalry that you can kind of throw away the records because
that's going to be a good game. Yeah, both teams want to win this game, regardless of what their record is. They both think they can win this game.
Dylan Sanders and is way back deep. Derek Lang on the far side, and who's on the near side?
I can't see who's on the near side, but it is Derek and Dylan. And Knoxville kicks the ball. It's a long line driver also. It's going to be picked up.
Picked up and got the 8-yard line. He gets out to about the 10 or 11-yard line, and he is slammed under.
Well, with a three.
He's all right. Slammed under. So it's going to be 1st and 10 for the Sheraton Chargers.
I think Ludo Schneider made that tackle again.
Boy, that guy is everywhere.
Yeah, he is.
Where are they putting the ball? It looks like it's right short of the 10-yard line. 90 yards to go for a score.
90 yards to go for a score, but it's not undoable. We've got 3 wideouts for Sheridan. Aaron James, the quarterback. We hand it off to Dylan. Dylan Sanders takes the ball. He gets a couple of yards on that play, it looks like.
Yep.
There's a nice little run. Right off tackle, off the right tackle. I couldn't see who that tackle was made by. It's going to be 2nd down and 8 yards to go with 9 minutes and 20 seconds left to go in the first quarter. Sheridan comes out with 3 wideouts, 2 here to the short side of the field. We've got shotgun snap. Aaron Kane takes the ball, picks it out, throws to Derek Lang in the flat. Derek's got some room. Derek gets it out to about the 16-yard line. He takes it right to the outside line. I think he's pulled just in bounds. So that's going to bring it to about a 3rd. And
maybe 4.
4 or so. Knoxville left 7-0 here in Knoxville. Playing Sheridan. 7-0 in the first quarter with 8 minutes and 39 seconds left to go. Sheridan's bringing the ball back up to the line of scrimmage. 4 wideouts on this play. It looks like Aaron Kane may be throwing the ball here. 3rd and 4. Handoff's right up the middle. Dylan Sanders gets it. He gets a couple of yards on it. I'm not sure if he's going to get there.
He's not going to have the 1st down.
He's a little short. It's going to bring a 4th down and a couple. So the Chargers are going to be forced to punt the ball from their own 17-yard line with 8 minutes to go. Knoxville has number 16 and number 6 going back. That's Tanner Duncan and Quentin Gillespie going back to field the punt. They've got 2 deep men. Our punter, Sheridan's punter,
Charlie Palmer.
It's Charlie Palmer, and he's got us some boomers last week. This one's not quite as good, but it's going to take a Sheridan bounce. Number 16, Quentin Gillespie picks it up, and he takes it out of the back to 49-yard line of Sheridan. So Knoxville's going to start with a really good field position on this, just about like where they started their last drive.
And like last drive, he was... The runner was brought down by Kobe Richmond and Derek Lang.
My name was those 2 guys.
All right. Ball right on the 50, right on the midfield stripe.
They put it on the stripe, yeah. So Knoxville has the ball, run back set. No receivers in the formation. They got one guy that comes in motion, hand it off right up the middle again, right off top of the right, and another gain of about 12 yards. He did Snyder again. That's another big gain right off the right tackle.
D.J. Snyder's just a junior, Jack. And picks up 13 on that one, takes it down to the 37-yard line. 1st and 10 for Knoxville. 7:41 left to play in the first quarter. Knoxville with the ball and the lead, 7-0.
That's a good way to start a drive. Knoxville brings it back up to the line of scrimmage. Jordan McClain with under center. 1 back. Back is Luke Bachman right now. He hands it off to Luke Bachman, but he gains about 3 or 4 on that. Once again, just straight up the middle, nothing fancy.
He got tripped up on that. The stats on Jared McClung are not nearly as impressive. Only 370 yards passing, but you see why. They're not passing on every down.
Yeah, this is a running team, it looks like.
Okay, we've got a couple of wide receivers split out this time. We've got number 5, John Mitchell, at the wide side of the field. Number 6 goes in motion. It's a pitch to the left side, and there's a hole.
DJ Snyder again.
He gains about another 3 or 4 yards. So that's going to bring up about a 3rd and 2.
Nice
6 minutes, 40 seconds left to go. Nice little on top of Sheridan.
Nice job by Tim Good on that one.
Pretty good, brought him down here.
So he come in there, oh, his body pretty
well,
much.
Well, yeah, they all got there as soon as he wrapped him up. Everybody was there. So we got a 3rd and 3. This is pretty critical for the Chargers right here. We've got a wide out to the right side of the field and one back. There's a handoff up the middle again, and he did not get there. Who was that in on the tackle? That was number 30.
That was Ethan Downing, I believe.
Nice play, very nice play. So that's going to bring up a 4th and 3. Knoxville's kind of in a strange place. They're not in a good place to punt the ball or to kick it, so they may go for it here.
I imagine they will. They're in 4-down territory.
So we got the ball just at the 30-yard line of Sheridan. Got one back, no receivers. Looks like they're going to load up one scrimmage and try to move Sheridan backwards.
Snyder in the backfield again. And, thought they got
it. And it's a sweep on the guy picking it up. He's going to catch the first down, but there's a flag on the play. Maybe it wasn't quite a first down, maybe, but if there's a flag on the play, let's see what the flag is.
He did get enough for the first down if it stands.
Looks like it's going to be a holding call against Knoxville. So here in Knoxville, 5 minutes and 30 seconds left to go in the first quarter. 7-0, Knoxville on top of Sheridan. 10-yard penalty holding on the offense.
So now, do you punch?
We'll see what Knoxville decides to do here.
I'm looking on the sideline to see if I see Quinn. He was down there during warm-ups.
I think he took the coin toss, too. I think he was out there for coin toss. So now Knoxville has the ball at the 40-yard line, so that's going to make it 4th and 12. Let's see what they decide to do here. Right now, it looks like they're lining up to run a play.
Yeah, it does. Jared McCon is still in their quarterback.
We've got everybody on the line of scrimmage, just like the last play. You got 23 is in motion. He's going to roll out to pass. He's rolling out to pass, number 6.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it's a pass. Yeah, great coverage until about the last second. He separated them and might have got a 35-yard pass.
That pass was right on the money. He looked it right into his arms over his shoulder, put it in, and took it all the way down, to the 8-yard line, Jim. That was about a 30-yard gain on that nice pass by McClung. And knocked out of bounds by Derek Lyon.
So now we've got the ball at the 8-yard line. Knoxville's got it at Sheridan's 8-yard line. Headed south. It's 8 yards to go for a touchdown, just under 5 minutes to go. One back, and it's a handoff to him right up the middle, and he's dragging people with him again. He's going to get it down to about the 4-yard line, it looks like. That looks like that was DJ Snyder again. Go down to the 4-yard line, 3 or 4 yard line.
Chase Almoffin and Tim Good in on that tackle. Held him up and got him stopped. But about a 5-yard gain, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a significant gain. We're down to the 4-yard line. They're down to Sheridan's 4-yard line. So that was about a 5-yard gain, 4 or 5 yards. Knoxville bringing it back up to the line of scrimmage. No wideouts. Grabbing the line of scrimmage again. DJ Snyder's your running back. Watch scrimmage, handoff up the middle, and Knoxville scores again. That's John Knoxville. I think that was DJ Snyder again. Right up the middle. So that makes the score 13-0 with 4 minutes and 8 seconds left to go in the first quarter. Knoxville lining up to take the snap for the extra point. And that is going to be Luke Bachman kicking this extra point. Got Knoxville cheerleaders running up and down in front of us with their flags. Right now, they've got reason to be happy. The extra point is up and right through. That's going to make it 14-0. Well, Mark, what do we do to turn this around here?
We got to do so. We got to get out on the field, and we got to get at least a first down. We got to move it down the field, and we've got to establish a running game. At your shares in Napa right now, oil filters are 60% off. Get all your machinery and trucks ready for the upcoming season with big savings at Sheraton Napa with Napa know-how. Make all your farm chores easier with the new 4x4 ATV from CNC. They are the biggest ATV dealer in the Midwest. CNC Cycle on Highway 34 bypass in Sheraton.
Well, here we are, Mark. 4 minutes and 8 seconds left to go in the first quarter. Knoxville up 14-0 here in Knoxville. Sheridan's going to get the ball kicked to them. They're lined up just short of the 50-yard line. Knoxville still huddled up on the sidelines. So, Charger fans haven't had a lot to cheer about. We've got to get something going here. We've got to give them something to cheer about and get them back into the game. We've got a bunch of sea of white standing over there on the other side of the field that would like to have some red and white to be happy about. Knoxville's putting the ball down on their 40-yard line to kick off to the Chargers.
And it is Tanner Duncan.
Duncan is a kicker.
Long kicker, yeah.
We've got...
They have kind of a different way of lining up. They've got threes and...
They've got stacks, yeah. Yeah. They don't line them up across the field. They stack them. And then they kick it right at a short guy. All right. Noah Sanders picks the ball up. He's trying to get to the outside. He gets the ball to about the 27-yard line, it looks like, of the Chargers. So that's better field position than we had last time. So hopefully that will help.
Picked up about 4 yards on that. Picked it up on about the 22. Took it out to the 26. So it's first and 10 for the Sheraton Chargers. 4 minutes even on the clock left in the first quarter. Sheraton trailing 14-0. Got to get a drive here, Jim.
Got to move the ball. Okay, we've got two wide receivers on this play. We've got the shotgun with Aaron Kane. He's rolling out to his left. He's trying to get the ball to T.J. Hawkinson. He gets it to T.J. T.J. takes it across the 40 to about the 43-yard line. Nice play by Aaron and T.J. and the offensive line. They had plenty of time. That's going to take the ball out to Sheridan's 43-yard line. That's picked up of about 13 yards.
Get the ball up to T.J. and if you can put it up there, whether it be a round basketball or an oblong football, it's going to get brought down.
We can pour them all. We got Aaron in the shotgun again. We've got three men in the formation this time. An inside handoff. Handoff to Derek Lyon. Hand it to John Sanders. John picks up 3 or 4 yards on that play. That was a nice game there.
See where they spot it. It looks like a 4-3. Yeah, boy, they didn't get a great spot.
No, that looked a little short of where he went down, but it's still all right. That's about a 2-yard gain on that play, so that's going to make it 2nd and 7. Well, I guess missing a 3-yard gain. 2nd and 7. On Sheridan's 46-yard line. Aaron looks like they're showing blitz on this play. Knoxville's showing blitz. Aaron's got the ball. He fires it to T.J. again. That is drilled to T.J. right across the middle of the field. He catches it at Knoxville's 42-yard line.
Another pickup. Another big game for T.J. Hawkinson. Nice play to stop him by Lou Bachman, who hit him right as the ball hit his hands, and T.J. was able to hold on to it. A good pass by Aaron Kane.
Have you noticed the bounce in Aaron's step after he completed those plays? He's bouncing out there now. He's not just walking around. He's bouncing. Aaron's got the ball. Inside handoff. Oh, they're flagged, and they stopped the play. That was going to be an inside handoff to Derek Lang off the left side. But they're flagged on the play, so it's got to be on the offense because they stopped the play. What do we got to call here? Illegal motion on the Chargers. That's going to move it back 5 yards. The Sheraton will have the ball at Knoxville's 47-yard line.
47 yards to go for a score.
And that can happen on one play or 10 plays. So we got Aaron Kane at quarterback. Dylan lined up right behind him. 3 men in the wideout formation. Throwing it down the sideline to T.J. T.J.'s got room. Just over his fingertips. It was close. He had a little room there and just off his fingertips down the left side of the field here.
He led him just perfect, man.
He would have caught that ball at about the 18-yard line. So that's going to bring up a 2nd and 15 for Sheridan from the Knoxville 47-yard line.
You know, Jim, One of the things I love about this stadium is the big water tower on the north side that's lit up.
And they light it up.
And it is. It's really cool looking.
You bet. It's great. We've got 2 minutes and 35 seconds left to go. 14-0 Knoxville here in Knoxville playing Sheridan. Oh, that was Tyler Stream pass and number 74, I think that was. It jumped up to 37. He jumped up right in the passing lane and almost picked that off.
Morgan Ryan.
Hit him right in the chest.
Excuse me, Ryan Morgan. Ryan Morgan.
So that one.
Everybody
trying to clip pass on that, and he just drilled it right into that lineman's chest. So we got a 3rd and 15 from Knoxville's 47-yard line. The first down would be big here, Mark. Aaron King has the ball. We've got 3 wide outs. Take hand off to Dylan Sanders. He's rolling out to his left. He's trying to pass it over the middle, and it's tipped again. Tipped by number 3 by Luke Bachman.
That's Luke Bachman again, and he's been all over the field all night.
Yeah, they've had a few players that we've been calling their names too much. So Sheridan's going to have to punt. Charlie Palmer's coming out to punt. They're sending the deep men back down to about the 10-yard line. They'll probably put their heels on the 10 and anything over their heads, they won't field.
But at least at this point, we're going to be pinning them back a little ways, and they're not going to be starting in such good field position.
Well, hopefully we have it. Their first two drives have started beyond the 45-yard line, so that was pretty good field position.
Oh, it's over Charlie's head, but there's no rush at all. Rush, and he's still going to get it off, and there's that. Try for a roughing the punter.
It'll be a roughing the punter penalty on Knoxville.
And it's down.
They're down the ball at about the 26-yard line of Knoxville. That was a rough one to even get off. It went over Charlie's head, threw his hands over his head, picked it up, punted the ball, and it looks like it's going to be a roughing call.
I'm surprised at that call. Because usually when the ball goes over the punter's head, he becomes open game.
And he's a runner then at that point.
And I'm kind of surprised by this. In fact, it wouldn't surprise me if they waved it off.
Yeah, they're going over to talk to Coach Schmeiser here briefly to see what he's got to say. Knoxville huddling.
Is it an automatic first down or is it a 15-yard?
It's an automatic first down, I believe.
Okay.
So we've got Knoxville huddled up at about their 25-yard line and Sheridan standing at the 50-yard line.
It's still going to be fourth down. It's a 5-yard penalty?
That must be just running into then.
Okay, so rather than roughing, it's a running into. Okay.
So that's going to still make a 4th and 10 from Knoxville 42-yard line. So Charlie will be, are they going to go for it now? Looks like Sheridan might go for it. Knoxville's not, they call the timeout.
Who called the timeout?
Knoxville called the timeout.
Okay.
They weren't ready for Sheridan to run a play on that.
So they take a timeout. The Knoxville Panthers take a timeout, and it gives me a chance to say that tonight's football game on KIIC radio, KIIC radio
Thunder Country.
.com, Thunder Country. Stream number 2 is brought to you by Grace Baptist Church, proud supporter of the Sheridan Chargers football on Thunder Country, KIIC. Grace Baptist is pastored by Dennis St. Lawrence, and he is a really good preacher. If you haven't had a chance to hear him preach, you need to get out and hear him, or at least listen to him on Sunday mornings right here on KIIC.
Absolutely.
This game is also being brought to you by Hardee's of Sheridan. We're a Hardee's. Sheridan Artist has a meal for the hungry. Get a cheeseburger, chicken sandwich, and fries, drink, and turnover for just $5.
Okay, Sheridan's coming back up to the line of scrimmage, and looks like they're going to run a play. We've got Aaron Kane in the shotgun. We've got 3 receivers. Dylan Sanders lined up behind him. Aaron's going to throw the ball. We've got 6 on the sideline. Oh, no, that was intended for Derek Lang, and it just went out of bounds. It was a little behind him, went out of bounds.
I think he was out of bounds when he got
out. Yeah, it was going to be out of bounds. Yeah, I think you're right, Mark. But unfortunately, that's going to give Knoxville a good field position again. They're going to start at their own 42-yard line. So every one of Knoxville's possessions has started past their own 40-yard line.
So 1st and 10, there's 2 minutes and 6 seconds left to play here in the first quarter, and already Knoxville with the lead, 14-0.
That's correct. Knoxville's going to take the ball and go to the south end zone. From their own 42, they've got a man in motion. Number 43 hands the ball to number 43, and he's got a lane.
T.J. Gibson comes behind, and T.J. Hawkinson takes him down. That was number 23, Connor Bailey.
Yeah, Connor Bailey.
But he picks up about 4 or 5 on that play, Mark. That was just a little handoff on the motion.
They're going to spot him with a long 3, short 4.
Yeah.
Second down and 7.
A little over a minute, 40 seconds left to go in the first quarter here, with Knoxville leading 14-0, ball on their own 46-yard line. We have Jared McClung, and he hands off to number 6, and he has got a gaping hole right up the middle again. That was Tanner Duncan again. Called that name several times tonight, too.
A dangerous, stable running back that the team has. You don't know which one you're going to go to, and
they seem to find the cutback. They make that first couple of steps, and then there's a cutback lane, and they take it. That's going to give Knoxville another first down, or takes first and 10 from Sheraton, 47-yard line. Once again, they've got no receivers out, way out. They've got one running back, and that's D.J. Snyder. Well, D.J. Snyder runs into his quarterback on that play, so they won't be any gain on that. Looks like there's going to be a little or no gain there.
Chase Alphahoff does a nice job of wrapping him up right at the line and dropping him right there, and it's going to bring up a second down and 10. Good job, Chase.
A little or no gain. Yeah, that was a great stop. There was a little miscommunication there on that handoff, it looked like. The D.J. ran into his quarterback.
It's going to be one more play here in the first quarter.
Ball from Sheraton's 47-yard line. One receiver split wide. We've got a man coming in motion, and he takes it, and he's taking the ball out. Like, takes it out. That's the first down. Pass out to the left side of the field. Covered by Queen Storm. Can't see who that is.
Yep.
Aaron King covered him on that ball. That's the first and 10. That was a gain of about 15 yards on that play. Snyder took the ball down to Sheraton, 35.
Is McClung not 2 for 2 with both of them big passes?
Yeah,
I don't think he's missed it. He's only passed it twice, but both of them been great passes.
So, Knoxville's going to run one more play here.
I don't think so. They're telling them, thank you, time to get up there. And
they're going to move to the other end of the field.
Yep.
Well, they have the ball at Sheraton's 35-yard line when we switch ends of the field. And Sheraton is down 14-0 to Knoxville in the first quarter.
Not the way we wanted to come out here, Mark. That's not where we want to be, but there's 3/4 of this game left to play, and Sheraton can still get back into this game.
Absolutely.
14-0. Coach Chris Meiser over on the far side talking it over with his team. Coach Lee Kane giving him a little bit of a talk to. Tonight's game is being brought to you also by Kent Farm Management. Kent Farm Management leads the way to great real estate investments. Kent Farm Management is proud to invest in the community and proud to be part of the Sheraton Chargers on KIIC. Games brought to you tonight by the Felderman family, Ben Franklin, on the north side of the Sheraton Square. Felderman family, Ben Franklin doesn't have it. You don't need it.
My favorite store to go into on the Sheraton Square.
Attaboy. I like that. And by Windstream. KIIC recently switched to Windstream for Business, a new bundled package that included free guest internet and lower prices for those who commonly advertise for Windstream. Do what KIIC did? Call Danielle, your Windstream representative for business.
Okay, Knoxville, we got the ball, Sheraton's 35, this time going toward the north end zone. One man in motion, they hand it off to the man in motion, that's number 6 again, Tanner Duncan, and he's got another big gainer. That's probably 8 or 9 yards on that game. He took it down to Sheraton's 29-yard line, or right at the 30-yard line, they're going to mark it.
Jacob Cohen wrapped him up and took him down.
That's going to be right at the first down mark, yeah. That's another nice game, pretty much up the middle, right off tackle. And they give it to Knoxville, another first down for Knoxville, as sharing 25-yard line.
You know what, I really like the way Jacob plays up there on the line. And when he gets to you, you don't get by him.
No.
He wraps you up and he takes you right down.
Yep, you're stopped. So, 11 minutes and 49 seconds to go. Knoxville with the ball. We've got Jared McClellan in the center. He pitches it out to number 32. That's D.J. Snyder. And that ball's brought down by is that number 57 again?
Yep.
Is that number 57?
Chase Alton Hoffman again?
It is.
chases all over the field tonight.
It comes to a gain of about a yard and a half on that play, so that's going to make a second and nine, second eight and a half, with 11 minutes and 20 seconds left to go. Knoxville leading the Chargers 14 to nothing. It's going to be, the ball's going to be about Sheraton's 24-yard line. Knoxville's trying to punch it in. We've got one back set again, DJ Snyder. We've got no wideouts again. Man comes in motion. Handoff. Oh, it's a fake handoff to the man in motion. Number 33 is scared out wide in the spot. Somebody missed an assignment there. That's going to be another touchdown.
Nope.
Nope. Down
half-yard line.
One half-yard line. So not so.
T.J. Hopkinson and Aaron Kane. But nice job. Nice.
About the half-yard line. That was a well-designed play there. He was standing out there by himself in the flat. There was nobody out there.
And McClung, 3 for 3 on the passing, and all of them right on the money.
And all of them over 15 yards, every single one of them. Yeah, number 33, Justin Devon, was standing out there wide open. All right, we've got the ball at about the half-yard line. Jordan McClung is going to be under center. We've got DJ Snyder lined up behind him. I think they're just going to pile this forward here, Mark. And
McClung's going to take it
and take the ball, and he's in. He's in.
Not in by much, but he's in enough. Touchdown, Jordan McClung, 20 to nothing now. Oops, hold on, I did something.
Uh-oh.
Say something.
Oh, there you go. A little technical difficulty there.
It's me reaching for my pan shutting off the line there.
So that score makes it 20 to nothing. Knoxville lining up for their extra point. We have 10 minutes and 48 seconds left to go in the second quarter now. The extra point is up, and once again, it's right through. That puts Sheraton in a big hole, 21 to nothing. Well short of halftime. 10 minutes and 48 seconds to go in the second quarter.
As the Knoxville band plays On Wisconsin, the fight song of the Knoxville Panthers. You know, I really appreciate you saying that you really like coming into the Felderman family, Ben Franklin, because, of course, I am the Felderman of Felderman family, Ben Franklin. But it's hard to beat Piper's old-fashioned grocery and homemade candy as well, just two doors down on the north side of the Sheraton Square.
We'll make that 1A, Mark.
Okay, the fresh candy is made in the store, and they'll ship it anyway. They have shipped to all seven continents, all seven, including Antarctica. How about that? Piper's will... Piper's for fresh deli sandwiches made to order, fresh donuts. Oh, man, this is one of the reasons why I keep this weight while I was down there.
I go in there and get their deli sandwiches every
night. They're fantastic.
Yeah, they're very good.
They're really reasonably priced.
Absolutely. They have a salad they have in their cooler section there, too, that I love. I have that every time I walk in there. I pick that up.
I had my own sandwich there. I call them to give me the regular, and they give it to me. And Sam had his own, and Becky had her own. And Joe and the whole gang at Piper's would make it up. And hard to beat Piper's.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen them not smiling in there either, Mark.
Okay, we got Knoxville with the ball on the 40-yard line, getting ready to kick off the Sheraton Chargers, who are on the north end of the field.
We've got Dylan Sanders deep again. Last two times they've kicked a line drive kick, and this is a little more air under it. Dylan's got a chance. He fields it about 15. He is up to 30, close to the 30-yard line.
He's going to go down right on the 30.
He's down on the 30-yard line, right at the 30. So that was a nice return by Dylan. He picked the ball to about 15, gained about 15 yards on that return. So Sheraton's got a decent starting field position. Sheraton's going to be heading to the south end zone, 70 yards to go for a touchdown.
Charger fans are not extremely happy right now, it doesn't look
like. A lot of them are cheering.
Sitting on their hands over there, and they haven't had a lot to cheer about down 21 to nothing.
Got Aaron Kane lined up in the shotgun. We got Trips right here. We've got T.J. Hockenson in the middle. Yes, the deer playing. That's a very short game of about half a yard.
Got down by John Mitchell, and John did a nice job. Like you said, about a half a yard, maybe a yard. Going to bring up a second down and nine.
We're trying to fill up a little flanker screen there. It doesn't look like it quite worked out. The Knoxville has had that one sniffed out and had too many guys there blocked.
Chargers need to pretend they're going home. Just drive it straight south like they're heading for Sheraton.
They do. They need to just keep going over and over. So we got T.J. Hockenson split out. We've got Derek Lane coming across the middle. He's got to take the handoff at the inside. Derek gains about 2 yards on that play, maybe three.
on that slot crackback that Sherrod has used so effectively over the years, but didn't go a whole lot away, about another 2 yards, going to bring up.
Going to pick up that 3rd and 7 from their own 33-yard line with 9 minutes and 40 seconds left to go in the second quarter. Aaron gets the play from the sideline. He's bringing them up to the line scrimmage.
67 yards to go for a score for the Chargers, and they need to put the ball in for
the score. They need a score. Knoxville up 21-0. The ball snapped to Aaron Kane. He takes the ball, throws it out to TJ. TJ gets the ball across the first down. TJ gains about 12 yards on that.
That's not TJ.
That's not TJ. That's 88, not 38.
No, that's BK, Brad Kutzinger.
Is that Bradley Kutzinger?
Yep, number 10.
Gosh, I feel like I can't see. Well, that was a nice game on that play. He picked up a few more after contact. He drug a couple of guys with him. That's going to have...
You know what, though? When he gets out there, BK has a lot of the same look in his move as TJ does.
Yeah. They're playing in motion. That's a called quarterback keeper. And he takes the ball off to just over the 50-yard line. So that's another nice game for sure. And that's about a 7-yard game. That's going to take the ball to Knoxville's 49-yard line. That's going to make it about a 2nd and 3-yard line. That's a lot more manageable than what we've been working with.
So across the 50, 49 yards to go for a score. It's kind of fun to watch. TJ has a man on him all the time. And even when they hand it off up the middle, there's somebody hitting.
And he's got a spy on him. That's a hand off to Derek across the middle. Derek's taking it up the field. Oh, he gains about 2 yards, maybe 3 yards on that play. It's going to be really close to the first down.
Mitchell with the tackle did a nice job of bringing him down. First down for the Chargers. So this is about the farthest, not quite the farthest that we've been into Panther territory, but we're moving the ball well. This is good.
Yeah,
I tell you what, he got hit hard in the helmet there.
Yeah, he did.
That's not a good thing.
No, that's ball on Knoxville's 46-yard line. 3rd and 10.
They've been watching that a lot closer for sure.
They should. That's definitely a point of emphasis. Looks like Sheridan takes a timeout on the field. We've got Coach Smiley out on the field. He must have some ideas. All right, 8 minutes, 13 seconds left to go. Knoxville up 21-0 here in Knoxville. Oh, the Sheridan Chargers.
Each team used one timeout here in the first half. Tonight's game being brought to you by Lucas County Health Center with the comprehensive therapies including physical, occupational, and speech therapies, as well as athletic training services for your star player. Physical therapy at Lucas County Health Center works to help to get you back on your feet. My bad. Physical therapy at Lucas County Health Center, getting you back in the game. And I've gone through physical therapy at Lewis County Health Center, and they are the best. And as long as I'm talking about getting back on your feet, I have to say again, I want to thank the Sheridan community for all the support, all the calls, all the cards that a month later, more than a month later, Sam, my son Sam, who most of you know, was in a really bad lawnmower accident and lost a couple of his toes, has been receiving, and it's just been great, the prayers, the thoughts, the cards, even the flowers.
The Sheridan definitely takes care of their own.
Okay, it's a beautiful pass over the middle to T.J. Hawkins, that took him about 12 yards. Sorry about that. I was telling him about all about Sam as he took the snap, and they took him a 12-yard gain. 1st and 10 for the Sheridan Chargers, trailing 21-0 with 8:05. Left to play in the first half.
By far Sheridan's most productive drive to date. This has been nice. I mean, they've got 3 or 4 first downs, some big chunk plays on this. Those are nice.
We've got 4 wide receivers, Aaron Kane in the shotgun. We've got Dylan Sanders lined up behind him. We're trying another screen pass to Derek Lang. Is that who that was? And Derek picks up about another 7 yards. Yep, that was Derek Lang again. That was another 7 or 8 yard gain on that play. Just out to the flat. Aaron Kane throws the ball. So that was another nice play.
You're listening to KIIC Charger Football. I'm Mark Felderman.
And I'm Jim Burbridge. The ball on Knoxville's 25-yard line. The Chargers are driving. 2nd and 3. Hand off to Dylan Sanders. Up the middle. Dylan picks up. I'm going to say 2 or 3 yards on that play. It's going to make it pretty close to the first down. He was twisted down kind of awkwardly.
Austin Davis, the man who hit him and set him up, is going to bring up second or third down, right? And
third and about maybe one. I see Dylan kind of limping there, it looks like. He puts it down kind of awkwardly on that
one. It was awkward. That's the right word for it. It wasn't like he was...
He just didn't go straight down.
Just was one of those that looked like it hurt.
I've been involved with a few of those, Mark. They're not very fun. We've got two receivers on this play. We've got a fullback in, a wing fullback here. Hand it off to that man.
I think that's Kutzinger.
Is that Kutzinger?
Brad Kutzinger.
Wally Kutzinger takes the ball, and I think that's going to get the first down. That's going to put the ball to the guy. Knoxville switches it up the 20-yard line. That's going to make it first and 10 for Sheridan with 6 minutes and 57 seconds left to go in the second quarter. Sheridan driving. Sheridan needs this drive. It's going to put the ball just over Knoxville's 20-yard line, driving toward the south end zone. We've got entertaining in the shotgun. We've got four wide receivers, two slot men. He takes it off the right. Another screen pass out to the right.
To Kutzinger.
To Kutzinger again. That's a 5-yard pickup to Foxmore.
And Austin Davis with the initial hit again, along with Justin Langer.
Yeah. Another nice play for Sheridan. You keep picking up 5-yard chunks, you're going to score.
Best ball on the 11-yard line. 11 yards to go for a score. Excuse me, 16-yard line.
16-yard line, 16 to go. Just over 6 minutes and 15 seconds left to go in the half. Got three receivers. We've got Dylan lined up behind Aaron Kane. Aaron's taking it across the middle. Tried to get it to TJ right across the middle, and the ball drops his hands and through the end zone.
Tanner Duncan hit him just as the ball hit his hands.
I've seen that happen a lot in the last three or four games.
I'll tell you what, they're keying on TJ, but that was a good play. I mean, it was not hit a second before, right when the ball hit his hand,
and boom, there it was. That was perfect timing. Third and 6, ball on the 16-yard line. Sheridan's coming out with four wide, two slot men, one man behind Aaron Kane here. What do we have? We've got Aaron Kane taking it up the middle. He is not going to get it up the down. That was another called quarterback sneak. They need to call that. They need to blow that whistle a little bit sooner there.
They're going to mark it right at the 15th. Okay. You're going to pick up one,
fourth and five.
Fourth and five.
Just under 6 minutes to go. 21-0 Knoxville on top of Sheridan. Sheridan is driving toward the south end zone, but we got a fourth down. So this is a critical play here for the Chargers. Knoxville fans are making some noise.
This is a big play, Jim.
This is a huge play. Sheridan needs this first down. And taking it off to the right, and he throws it wide of Jared Lang. That was wide of Derek Lang. Derek Lang did an in and then an out, and he threw it wide of him. So that Knoxville's going to take over. First and 10 from their own 16.
The junior Logan Fisher down here is getting the crowd really wound up, coming down the sideline, waving his arms and getting the Knoxville fans on their feet. Knoxville has come to play tonight.
They have. They've played everybody that they haven't been beaten badly by anybody yet this year. They've played close with everybody.
They even played close with Tyler.
Yes, they did. Like I said, they're another one of those teams, kind of like Norwalk last week, that played a lot of teams, tough teams, right at the beginning of their schedule. So we've got a handoff up the middle again, number 6 again. That's another big play. Going to be about a 16-yard gain for Tanner Duncan. That was just too easy. Just off tackle. And they go.
Season down and Brad Kutzinger in on the... in on it, and they picked up about...
I picked up 16 yards. No, 14 yards on that play.
5:08 left to play here in the first half. 21-0. Knoxville with the ball. Knoxville with the lead.
And a handoff off the right side. That's DJ
Snyder.
Snyder again. He picked up another 5 yards on that play.
How should be
going to make it 30 down and 5 yards. Ball on their own 35-yard line. So they've gone in three plays, they've gone from their own 16 to the 35.
Kutzinger with the stop again. They mark him with a 6-yard gain. Jim, second down and 4.
4 minutes and 30 seconds to go in the half. Knoxville wants to throw one more in before half. They've got two wide receivers on this play, and one man lined up behind the quarterback. They hand it off to the man in motion, and he gets nothing on that play. He might have lost a yard.
Brad Kreutzinger again with a nice stop. And
I was kind of early on the run, and there wasn't much there.
We hear it. We're seeing Brad Kreutzinger's name an awful lot on defense.
Yeah, we are.
Third down and six.
Third and six, they lost a couple on that last play. 4 minutes to go exactly in the half. That makes it third and a long five. Ball at their own 34-yard line. Knoxville's driving towards the north end zone. This is a big play for Sheridan here, too. They need to hold them here. He rolls out to the left. He's ready for somewhere to go. He's going to run, and he's going to pick the first down up. In fact, he's going to pick up a lot more than the first down. But there's a try.
There's another try. A late hit out of bounds as he puts Jared McClung into the bleachers. So, into the bench on the far side.
Let's see how this ends up being where the ball ends up on this play. See what the penalties are. So, 3 minutes 38 seconds to go. Ball's going to be...
McClung clapping his hands, motioning to his coach that it's against Sheraton, and he sees a big lead.
We're going to get a call here from the officials here.
It has been a hand up.
An illegal hands to the face. And a personal foul late hit. So both of them are against Sheraton.
So first down. So take it out from there. Is they're going to mark it off from there then or not?
I'm not sure. They're walking across the 50. Across the 40.
It's going to be 15 yards from about the 48. They're all the way down to the
37-yard line.
Oh, maybe 37 yards to go for another Panther score.
That's going to make it first and 10 from Sheraton's 37-yard line. 3 minutes and 38 seconds to go, with the Panthers already up 21-0 over the Chargers. Man in motion, one man in the pattern. We're going to blitz Jared McClung, and we're going to get in behind the line of scrimmage. That's going to be a loss of 2 or 3. That's going to be, going to make it second and 12. So 3 minutes and 15 seconds to go. Ball on the Chargers' 39-yard line. Knoxville brings it back up to the line of scrimmage. We've got one man behind Jared McClung, and that is Luke Bachman in the backfield. And they pitch it to Luke. He's taking it off to the left side, and he's going to pick up yardage here. He's going to pick up 5 yards.
Yeah, you know what made that play, Jim, was Tanner Duncan sealed his man to the outside, and the running back went inside him and really did a nice job of making that about an 8-yard gain on that.
That was a nice gainer on that. That's going to bring up third and 5 with 2 minutes and 30 seconds left to go in the half. Ball on Sheridan's 33-yard line. Third and 5, another big play here, Mark. We've got Jared McClung under center. He's taking it out to the right. He's throwing the ball down the right side.
Oh,
and it's dropped by number 6 by Tanner Duncan.
Derek Lang with a good job of playing the defense on him. Came right around him and ended up with the ball almost going underneath Derek's arm.
Yeah, it was.
And
it ended up being a catchable ball there. It didn't look like there was going to be a first, but it ended up hitting him in the hands. And luckily for the Chargers, he didn't hold on to it.
Four down territory again. The ball is spotted on the 32-yard line. Fourth down and 5.
And 5.
21-0 is our score. Knoxville with the lead with 2 minutes, 15 seconds left to play here in the first half.
Ball on Sheridan's 33-yard line, 32-yard line. About 5 yards to go for the first down. We've got Jared McClung under center. He hands it off to the man in motion, number 6, and he has got lots of running room. This is going to be a touchdown. It looks like they're close to it anyway.
The two?
2 or 3 yard line there. That was another run by Tanner Duncan.
He's got a nice message from one of the other voices of the Sheraton Chargers, Tim Mage. Tim Mage listening in on his KIIC radio app in Kansas City, Missouri. On a little bit of a vacation. Not attending the Royals game, which is in Baltimore.
So Knoxville has the ball at the 2. I think they're going to try to pile this right up the middle, Mark. And we've got DJ Snyder, and it looks like he is down at about the 1 yard line, so they're going to mark it. Going to bring up the second and goal from about the 1 yard line with about a minute 45 to go in the second quarter. So we've got the ball at about the 1 yard line. They're making some pretty wholesale changes here. Two or three guys coming in and out. I think they're just going to stick on the ground and try to push it forward.
Well, and they're eating up the clock, not giving Sheraton a chance to get the ball back, which is smart football.
So we got one man wide out. We've got one man in motion. They're trying to take it right up the middle and bounces off another tackle. Takes it in. They had it behind the line of scrimmage. He bounced off two tackles and walked into the end zone. That's going to make it 27 to nothing for Knoxville.
So TJ Snyder with his second touchdown of the night. With 1:48 left to play.
Knoxville lining up for their extra point. We've got Luke Boxman kicking the ball. The other three have been right through. And looks like this one is the same. Nothing through. That makes it 28 to nothing.
He's just automatic.
I think they've all been directly through. 28 to nothing. Minute 18 left to go in the half. Chargers are going to get the ball one more time.
Summers Insurance on West Court is proud to support the Sheraton Chargers and a proud sponsor of all the Charger touchdowns. But so far, this has been Insurance Summer Touchdown Free Radio.
I'm afraid. Yeah, unfortunately, I think you're right.
TV brought to you by Hammer Medical. Hammer Medical will home deliver and set up any medical equipment you need. They have a full line of respiratory mobility and accessibility products. Let Hammer help you and your loved ones with home care needs. Hammer Medical will even file your insurance paperwork for you. Tonight's game being brought to you by First Baptist Church in Russell, Iowa. Marshall Felderman is the pastor there. Henson, Iowa Realty. When you're looking to buy or sell property, your premier realtor in Sheraton is Henson's Iowa Realty. Hanson's Iowa Realty has been working with buyers and sellers in Iowa for over 50 years. Call them at 641-774-5822. Betty Hanson of Hanson's Iowa Realty is a proud sponsor of all area athletics.
1 minute, 18 seconds to go. Knoxville on top of Sheraton, 28-0 here in Knoxville. Knoxville getting ready to kick off to the Chargers, who are defending the north end zone. There seems to be some confusion on the field right now.
One of the Knoxville players.
Tanner Duncan's getting attended to on the medical staff.
Tanner Duncan is the kicker, isn't he? Yeah. Okay. So that's a problem.
They're saying he needs to sit out of play. So they.
That's a bummer for but when the kicker's got a suit outfit.
Number 32 is going to be
DJ Snyder's
going to kick
it. I'm sure he changes his shoes and gets up there and kicks. For those of you who don't know, it's kind of interesting. When whoever has the ball, and right now the ball, even though it's being kicked, is Knoxville's ball, they provide the ball for that play. And now they'll kick it.
The ball is kicked a little bit wide. Dylan Sanders gets the ball. He takes it up to about the... He's getting 3 yards. So he's going to take it up to over the 40-yard line. He takes it up to about the 42-yard line. Very nice run back for Dylan.
That's a 30-yard run back for Dylan Sanders. And I love that. Number 9, Nolan Cassette. Anyway, Crossett. Helps Dylan, the running back, up and gives a little slap on the top of the helmet like he's one man. You don't like that kind of sportsmanship.
The officials have stopped the game here. It looks like maybe Knoxville taking a timeout.
Timeout Knoxville. Tonight, which I'm not quite sure why, but Bingham Construction, trust your next building project. For a winning team, Bingham Construction, call Roger Bingham at 641-203-0578. That's 641. Everybody's got that part. 203. Everybody's got that part. Here's the part you got to remember. 0578.
They will get the job done.
They will get the job done.
Roger actually built my house.
Did he?
He did. He built my house. I'm still standing 11 years later.
There you go. You got to like that. Community First, your voice is powered by Community First Credit Union. Your voice is there to help young adults with questions about student loans, budgeting. Your voice is here to guide you through your finances. Check out their website, CFirst, that's C1ST, yourvoice.com. Or like them on Facebook, federally insured by NCUA.
All right, we're taking the field again. Knoxville's coming back on the field. Sheridan's breaking their huddle. Minute 10 left to go in the half. Ball's on Sheridan's 42-yard line, first and 10, but Knoxville leading the game 28-0 here in Knoxville. Aaron Kane's got the ball. He's back to pass. He's going to run it. There was no one throw to. He's going to run it. He's going to lose about 2 yards on that play. He's going to take the ball back to the 39-yard line.
Jack Agin comes up with the stop on that. Under a minute to play here in the first half. 28-0. Knoxville with the lead over our Sheridan Chargers.
Under 45 seconds to go in the half. Sheridan doesn't look to be in too big a hurry here. I think maybe they're going to go to halftime to see what can be done here. Aaron Kane's in the shotgun. 35 seconds to go. Takes the snap. Back pass again. Throws the ball over the middle. T.J. Hawkinson gains about 5 yards, taking it up to about Sheridan's 47-yard line. So it's going to make it 3rd and 5.
Timeout.
Stop the clock. Chargers.
Got a two nice cuts. Ben Scooley complimenting us, and he did a great job.
Yeah, he did. I was into that.
Oh, yeah. He and the two presidents of Sheridan PEI, I might add.
Oh.
All PEI all the time. And a nice job, you guys, and thanks for the text. We got both of them.
Absolutely.
And Joel Fry also texting in. Dwayne Johnson, former voice of the Sheridan Chargers. I've got to tell a story on him. Talking to him before work this morning. We talk on the phone a lot. And he's going to Los Angeles in the morning. And he said, what do you think my chances are getting tickets to the playoffs in Los Angeles? I said, really good, because the Cardinals beat the Dodgers. They're not in the playoffs.
So I'll bet there are tickets to those.
I
bet there are seats available at Dodger Stadium.
I bet you could take you and 40,000.
I'm looking down at Ryan Jones. Good tennis player for the Sheridan Chargers, videotaping, and he's a big, big Cardinals fan.
Chargers are lined up at the 47-yard line. Okay, 3rd and 5. Aaron Kane's back to pass. He's going to throw it over the middle. He's got a man up by his hand. Take it down to about the 37-yard line of Knoxville.
The clock will stop because of the first down, but we also have a flag
on the play.
On the 42-yard line, 42nd parallel. So we'll see what they're talking about here. As everybody on both sides is just kind of quietly wanting to know what's going on, rather than and the referees all meeting at midfield. I gotta say, usually, and Jim Frank appreciates that back listening. Running the boards, there's no one more critical of the referees than I am, and I think they've done a great job tonight.
Yeah, I think they've been fine. I think they've done a good job. Absolutely. So we're talking to Coach Smyzer here on the sidelines. I'm not sure what the conversation's about. We'll see what this call is. Just over 17 seconds left to go. Looks like Sheridan's going to keep the ball at 38-yard line of Knoxville.
We got a hold against Knoxville, which is going to be declined because it's more of a gain off the play.
Right, the gain was more than the penalty. So Sheridan got the ball with just under 18 seconds to go. They've got a chance to score here. We got a couple of wideouts. We got Dylan Sanders behind Aaron Kane. Ball snapped. He's throwing the ball. He's throwing it deep. He's trying to get it to T.J. Hawkinson, and what are they calling here? saying he was out of bounds. He did touch
the ball. Yeah.
And he has three guys right on top of him when he got the ball. So it looks like he had a good catch.
That gives him time for one more play. 8.7 seconds left here in the first half. Knoxville 28, Sheraton 0. I'm Mark Feldman.
And I'm Jim Burbidge.
And you're listening to KIIC.
Thunder Country. Sheraton football. We've got one more play. Aaron Kane got five receivers in the pattern. He's up to the line of scrimmage, and he throws it across the middle, and it's over the plant, touching his head.
It could have been a flag on that one.
What is good, but then it's like there's still going to be one play left to go in half, 1.3 seconds to go. That was an incomplete pass, so.
Third down
and 10.
Ball still on the 38 yards to go for a score.
I forget, Mark, who kicks to who in the second half?
We kicked off in the first half.
So we'll get the ball first in the second.
Okay, we've got one play left to go, 1.3 seconds left to go in the half.
Knoxville up 28-0 over the Sheraton Chargers here in Knoxville.
We got one more pass. We're just throwing it to the sidelines, and it's going to be kicked off.
Oh my gosh, returnable.
This could be returnable. Oh my gosh, man. He's got to return this. He's got to return this ball.
Holy cow. There's
a flag on the play, though. To see what the flag is, it's a 40-yard line
of Knoxville.
There's whatever the flag was, there was one heck of a play by number 6, Tanner Duncan. He took that ball from one side of the field to the other and went all the way into the end zone. Tanner Duncan took that back 85 yards, and when you add going back and forth across the field, he ran it about 110 yards.
He ran that back and forth, but there is a flag at about Knoxville's 40-yard line. We'll see what the call is.
Did you see what it is? Yeah.
So referees are meeting at about Sheraton's 15-yard line to discuss what the call is.
Well, naturally, as the Sheraton broadcast team, we don't want them to score, but that was about as pretty of a run back on an interception as I've seen in years.
Whatever the call was, I got to hand it to him. That was very nice. So that'll end the half.
End the half, 28-0. Just dodge a bullet. Would have been.
That would have been
number
25.
Yeah.
Half. So Knoxville is very happy with how the first half went. The Charger fans are not as happy. Let's hope Coach Schmeiser can get this turned around in the second half and make a comeback here.
All right. Let me grab something else here, and let's take a look at this. Today's game is being brought. I'll let you pick it up in there.
All right. Today's game is being brought to you by Johnson Machine Works, a proud member of the Sheraton community and sponsor of the Sheraton Chargers on Thunder Country. It's also brought to you by your Sheraton Hy-Vee. Your employee-owned Sheraton Hy-Vee has weekly grocery specials to help you make the most of your family's budget. Hy-Vee, a helpful smile in every aisle.
Is it? Oh, Pierce Stocker Funeral Home? Pierce Stocker Funeral Home. Part of your community and part of our lives right here in Sheraton. A proud sponsor of Sheraton Chargers football on Thunder Country KIIC. Well, our score at the half is 28-0. Knoxville with the lead. I'm a little surprised at this. I didn't expect it to be 28-0.
I didn't either. I expected it to be a tight game. I really did.
Well, Luke Bachman took the first score and a 25-yard run with 9:55 left to play in the first quarter. The point after by Luke Bachman. And at 4:08 left to play in the first quarter, T.J. Snyder took in a 3-yard TD, point after by Bachman. At 10:48, Jared McClung rolled in with a 1-yard touchdown after a beautiful play all the way down to the one on a
pass.
And point after by Bachman. And then T.J. Snyder in for another touchdown with 1:48 left to play in the first half. I don't know if I got that right.
I think we were here on senior night, Mark. They're senior drill team cheerleaders.
So a halftime score, 28-0. You're listening to Charger football on KIIC. As Jim just pointed out, they're announcing the senior athletes, volleyball players, cross-country runners. They did the football players before the game. And we'll be back in about 15 minutes with the second half of this football game between the Sheridan Chargers and the Knoxville Panthers. Our score, Knoxville 28, Sheridan nothing. Oh, one other thing. In the top of the fourth inning, Kansas City Royals 4, the Baltimore Orioles 1.
Are the Royals the team of destiny this year?
Well, I don't know.
They might be a Giants fan. I see that. That's unfortunate for you.
So, I'm Mark Featherman.
I'm Jim Burbridge.
We'll be back in about 15 minutes. Keep it tuned right here to KIICRadio.com and KIIC Radio. All the scores, one station.
Hey, this is Jim Burbidge and Mark Feldman back at Knoxville with the Knoxville versus Sheridan football game here on Friday night. We've got just about 20 seconds left to go at the beginning of the second half. Sheridan down 28-0 to Knoxville here at Knoxville Stadium. Sheridan will receive the ball in the second half. And Knoxville's going to play on this right now. Both teams have taken the field. Knoxville in their all black, Sheridan in their all white. Red C's on the side of their helmet. Got the officials on the side. The band is leaving the field now. And both teams will be lining up for the second half kickoff here pretty soon. Though they've added 3 minutes to the clock for warm-ups. Looks like they took a little bit extra time at halftime. Sheridan probably trying to figure out what they can do to slow down Knoxville. And Knoxville trying to keep doing exactly what they're doing to Sheridan right now. So at 28-0, so we're going to have about 2 minutes and 30 seconds to go before the second half begins. Both teams are warming up. We've got Mark Felderman back with the headset on.
Finally, huh? When I come at halftime, I have to talk to everybody I don't see for a couple weeks, you know. So
Mark is Mr. Popularity.
Mark is Mr. I've been out of town for a couple of weeks, and everybody wants.
Everybody has something to say.
And I got something to say to everybody. It's wonderful. Sheridan is one of the most loving places you can ever be from.
We moved there on purpose, and we're glad we did.
Yep. I mentioned before, I love my new job, and we have a great place to live and everything, but I don't think a day goes by that I don't miss Sheridan.
Yeah, that's a good place.
And I don't think a day goes by I don't talk to somebody from Sheridan.
Well, there you go.
So somebody either calls or I call them, or
at least a text, I'm sure.
Exactly. Lots of good people. Well, as you said, the Chargers are heading off to the sideline now to get ready. There's a 1:30 left to play, or left to play, left to go until halftime. And when we get back out on the field, the Knoxville Panthers came ready to play tonight.
They did.
And I think the key, and obviously you see these boys breaking some pretty big runs for Knoxville, but to me, I think the key has been the line. The line of Knoxville has dominated both on offense and defense. And
there have been a lot of large holes to run through for Knoxville's offense.
And you know what I just said about the line, but their upbacks, who's ever playing full at the time, also does a nice job of weaving and sealing somebody to the inside or the outside. And the whoever has the ball, and there's been several, does a really good job of reading where the block is.
Well, they play those two wings on either side of the end, and when they do that, they can block down on your defensive end or your outside linebacker pretty easily. They've been doing quite a bit of that. That creates a lane off the tackle there to run as many yards as they can get. It seems several plays have gone for quite a few of those yards.
Well, I tell you what. We said before the game that this is a big, big game. And Sheridan has dug themselves into a pretty big hole, 28-0 here at the half. And it's going to take, they need to take this kickoff and drive it down the field and put it in the end zone. And again, you know, this is one of those things where they don't do it, no, it's not the end of the world, but they need to do it. That's the bottom line.
When we mentioned it was a big game for Sheridan, we forgot to mention it's a big game for Knoxville, too.
And Knoxville has come ready to play.
They have. Sheridan's going to kick the ball from the north end zone toward the south end zone. Dylan Sanders is back. It's kind of a line drive kick. He's going to take it on bounce. Picks it up at about the 12-yard line and bring it up the field.
He gets it out to about the 32 yard line. Flag on the play. First play of the second half, there's a flag.
Number 36, did a nice job on the stop there.
They throw the flag down right up the line of scrimmage, so we'll see what this call is. Number 36 is Kalen Baumgartner.
Yeah.
Kalen the junior.
The Kalen Baumgartner.
They're calling holding on Sheridan. Okay, that's going to bring the ball back. Going to move the ball back about 10 yards. Sheridan's broken their huddle and they're having to stop because the ball's going to come back on them. Right now the ball's sitting at Sheridan's 34-yard line. They've switched the balls out and they're moving it back. It's going to go to Sheridan's 24-yard line. So they'll take over for the 24-yard line. That gives them 76 yards to go for a touchdown, Mark.
28-0 as we start the second half.
We have a full backfield here. We've got two wide receivers. Quick handoff. Ball is taken out to the right. Right in the middle of the TJ Hawkinson. He breaks through the tackle. This is actually at the 46-yard line. Kyle Sheridan. Yep. So a big gainer on first down. About 40-yard gain on first down.
Rather than John Mitchell hitting TJ, TJ decided to put his head down and hit John Mitchell. Bounced off of him and came up about another 12 yards down after the hit.
Yeah, he saw a double beginning after the point of contact.
Yards after contact are a huge statistic that I don't have, but it's huge.
We're coming out in the same formation this time. Aaron Keane to the shotgun. He hands it off to the up back. He hands it off to Bradley Kessinger for about a 3 or 4 yard gain. So there we are, moving the ball. Taking it up to Sheridan's 39-yard line.
Travis Poffenbarger is brought him down for the men in black. MIB3.
Let's hope the guys in the white helmets have a little luck this half. Aaron Keane has a call from the line of scrimmage. He's going to bring the Chargers out to the line of scrimmage. Right now, 11 minutes to go. 28-0. Knoxville over Sheridan. 2nd and 7 from Sheridan's 49-yard line. Going toward the south end zone. Aaron Keane slips and falls down, and knees go down at the 44-yard line. So that's going to be a loss of about 5.
That was just a slip there, Jim.
Yep, he went to hand it off to Dillon, and he slipped when he tried to make the turn and just went down on his knees. So that's going to make it 3rd and 12 from the 44-yard line.
You notice the referees putting their arms across their chest, crossed like that? That's they're telling each other, don't forget his double stakes. They've got to not get to that first yard marker, but the second one for the first down.
Right.
So don't stop the clock if they just hit that the first.
So we're in the shotgun again. Dillon Sanders is up the block. There's the blitz, and Aaron Kane gets taken down at the end. Goes down at about the 32, 34-yard line of Sheridan. That's going to bring up a 4th down and 20.
Jack Agan, nice job of Jack getting there on that.
Delayed blitz on that one. Aaron was setting up the pass, and they were blitzing. So they hit that blitz, came a little after the initial surge. It's going to make it 4th and 22 from Sheridan's own 34.
I have to comment that Ethan Canute is the center on the regular play, and doing that shotgun the whole game is a tough thing, and he's been Johnny on the spot.
Yeah, that's tough duty. He's done it all game, every game all year. Charlie Palmer punts the ball. It's a little bit offside of his foot. It takes a sideways bounce. It's going to go out of bounds right about a share Knoxville's 45-yard line. Looks like they're going to put it right on the 45.
And Knoxville is going to have great starting field position again. The punt did not get to the first down. It missed the first down by about 6 inches. They only had to move the stakes 6 inches to set up again. So
it was a 24-yard punt on that one. It wasn't Charlie's best.
No, because he is a monster puncher.
It went straight sideways and hit the ground. So Knoxville's got a great starting position again at their own 45-yard line, 1st and 10, with 9 minutes and 20 seconds to go in the third quarter. Down, up 28-0 over the Chargers. They have that same formation, the wings on either side of the end. Looks like the end is off up the middle again. He's got a lot of running room again. They've locked in on the end of it, and he runs out of bounds at about Sheridan's 26-yard line.
Tanner Duncan again, and that guy
got a 30-yard gain on that play.
We haven't been keeping track of his yards, but he's got to be close to or over 100 yards. Because he's had big runs.
I don't think he's had many short runs. They keep locking down with those wing players, locking down on your ends and your outside linebackers. That opens up one side or the other. So we're up, we've got one wing this time out on the right side. They've got an unbalanced line. Just running it straight up the middle and tackling. It's going to be about a one-yard gain maybe on that play. That's the line of scrimmage, and then the Chargers got him and took him straight sideways. So they're going to give, well, they're going to give him about 3 yards on that play. So that's going to make it second and seven on that play.
Today's game is being brought to you by Piercebacher Funeral Home. Piercebacher Funeral Home is part of your community and part of your lives in Sheraton. Proud sponsor of Sheraton High School football.
So on second and seven, we have McClung under center. He hands it off, and the ball is fumbled, and it's fumbled forward, and Knoxville recovers it for the 4 yard gain on the fumble. So that's just kind of the way it's been tonight.
Tanner Duncan was the ball carrier. John Mitchell with the recovery. John Mitchell's been everywhere on the field again tonight.
Yes. Ball on about the 18-yard line of Sheraton. It's going to make it third and one. This is a big play here, and Mark, we need to stop them because they'll go for it on fourth down again. So if we get them stopped here. So it's going to make it a third and a long one. Got one back in the backfield. We actually have two receivers out this time. So we've got the official stopping play. See what the call is here on the field.
If you're listening in, send me a text. Send the text to 515-991-7256. Send me a text if you're listening in.
So that was a procedure call on the Knoxville Panthers. Going to take them back to Sheridan's 23-yard line. Should make it about a third and a long six. Ball's back in play. We've got one man backfield. We've got Jared McClung under center again. Two men on the line, two wings there. They take the handoff. They've got now run to the sideline, and it's completed. Just past the first down marker. That's going to gain of about, looks like a gain of about 9 or 10 yards. It's going to make it a first down for Knoxville at Sheridan, just inside Sheridan's 15-yard line, about the 14-yard line of Sheridan. First and 10, Knoxville's driving to the north end of the end zone. 7 minutes and 25 seconds left to go in the game, up 28-0 over the Chargers. One man backfield, a man in motion. Looks like there's a little mix-up on the handoff, and there's not going to be much of a gain on that play. That was DJ Snyder on the carry. It's going to be a very short gain. So that's going to bring up a second and, I'm going to call it second and 10, with 7 minutes to go in the third quarter.
Timmy Good in with the stop on that one.
That was a very nice stop. Well, they're going to give him a yard on that. That looked to me like it was going to be a nothing gain on that. He just stopped right at the line of scrimmage. Okay, we've got two wide receivers to the right side of the field here and a man in motion, and they flip it out to the side of the field where the receivers were, and we had him behind the line of scrimmage and didn't get him, but he got not much of a gain on that. He got through the first tackle, and then two more Chargers came and took him down to finish it off. That's going to make it a third and nine. On the 14-yard line still.
He's in down and brought down there. In the middle of the fifth inning, our score now, the Kansas City Royals 5, the Baltimore Orioles 1 from Camden Yard, Baltimore, Maryland.
All right, 6 minutes and 6 minutes to go in the third quarter, third and nine. That was right up the middle, blitzed. We blitzed him on that play, and that was number Ethan Downing.
Second time for Ethan to get in on that one in a row.
That's going to bring up a fourth and about 16.
We may be a little distressed trailing 28-0, but from Newton tonight, it's Pella 62, Newton 7 at the half.
That's a big score.
Yeah, that's a lot of points.
Okay, we've got the stoppage again on the play. The lines judge here is stopping the play called timeout Knoxville.
Timeout Knoxville.
Talk about this 4th and 15 play from Sheridan's front of the Sheriff's 20-yard line.
I got to tell you, I just got a text, and the prettiest woman in the metro is listening in tonight. My wife, Becky Bellman, is listening in on the computer. Listening on KIICradio.com. It's a nice game being brought to you by the Sheraton Hy-Vee. Employee-owned Sheraton Hy-Vee has weekly grocery specials to help you make the most of your family's budget. Hy-Vee, guess what they got? A helpful
smile in every aisle.
Every aisle.
I've heard that my whole life.
What did they just say?
I think they just... $900 tonight in 40 seconds they made for the cancer research.
Man, I tell you what, you really have to admire what they do here at Knoxville in the cancer fundraising.
Absolutely. So we got 4th and 15, he's rolling out the pass, he turns back, the play is a really long gainer on him. But I think it's down the stairs and 10-yard line, but that's not going to be enough for first down, but that was a replay of the play that has a long gainer on at the end of the half.
Justin Devin, beautiful job, and a nice pass by Jared McClung. I have mentioned that he is a tennis player.
Yeah, you mentioned that one. I don't know. He was a tennis player. You know, I tried to play tennis, Mark, and I used to be able to play it. That's I used to be able to. My daughter is thinking of playing it for the spring, though, so I may get back into it. So we got the ball at the 10-yard line. Sheraton takes over. They're heading 90 yards for a touchdown. They're heading toward the south end zone. The handoff to Dylan Sanders up the middle. Dylan's got a nice gain on the ball. And he fumbled the ball. The ball is fumbled. It looks like Knoxville has it.
Wait a minute. But they're going to
they made a call. Yeah, it looks like they may call him down. There is no signal yet. No signal. This is a big play in the game, though. It was a nice play, nice run for
Dylan Sanders. Not for a first down.
He gained about 12, 13, maybe even 14 yards on the play, so it was going to be a big call. You got all officials huddled up in the middle of the field.
What did you see? What did I see? Was his knee down? The Sheraton Chargers are clapping their hands.
Absolutely. It looks like maybe the Chargers are going to keep it. They're huddling up again, so they think they're going to keep the ball.
Talking it over with Coach Smizer, I believe.
Right now the ball's placed at the 23-yard line of the Chargers. They started with the 10, so that was a 13-yard gain.
Well, you can hear that the guys who stand around us, who are Knoxville guys, who do not agree with that.
Knoxville coaches are not as happy about the call.
It was, and they're talking over with Jared McClung right now.
Looks like Chargers are going to run another play here.
That's a tough call. You know, this is one of those things that on college football, they've got a replay and being able to tell.
I have to make
that play right there. You got to know what to call. And honestly, it's almost always a better thing to err on the side of the offense.
And that's what they normally do.
Yep.
So now we've got...
And now they're going to come.
Looks like they're going to come over and talk to the Knoxville coaches. So this is going to stop the play with 5 minutes to go in the third quarter.
Our score is still 28-0. Knoxville with the lead. The Knoxville coaches kind of screaming about it as if they have a 1-point lead in this game instead of a 28-point lead.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything quite like this.
Well, I believe what they're arguing about is if he fumbled it, then it needs to be at one spot. If they recovered it, it's at another.
Yeah. Now, they're taking the ball again. 5 minutes, 8 seconds to go. Pass out to the flat.
Nice catch.
And one.
Yep.
Cushman gained about 9 yards on that play, 8-9 yards on that play. They're going to mark it as about the 31-yard line. So that's the gain of, that's going to be a gain of, we're going to give him a gain of 9 on that play, so that's going to make it a 2nd and 1 from the Chargers' 31-yard line. Aaron Kane's in the shotgun still. We've got three receivers, four receivers, one in motion. Derek Lang goes in motion across the line of scrimmage. And Aaron Kane takes it himself up to about the 35-yard line, 36-yard line maybe. So that's going to be a gain of 4 or 5 yards on that play. It should be enough for a Charger first down.
It is. First down, short and Chargers. They have the ball. They have the direction going the right way, but they are behind on the scoreboard 28 to nothing. To be not a Shield Panther.
4 minutes and 20 seconds to go in the third quarter. Down 28 to nothing to the Panthers. Snap. Ball. Aaron Kane's rolling out to the right. He's going to try to throw it out here to Harris. Cutting her again. He's going to pick up about 7 or 8 yards again. Nice play again out here to the sideline. Went out of bounds right in front of the Knoxville bench.
One thing about all the publicity that T.J. Hockenson has gotten this last few weeks is that you have several guys keying on T.J. every single time and not and leaving some...
Hoping that's some place for some other guys. Yeah.
I'm seeing Quinn Storm all around the sideline, and his helmet is nowhere to be seen, nowhere near him, so...
Yes, I'm not too surprised by that. You got the air on the side of safety there. That was an inside hand off to Derek Lang on second and one, and Derek's going to lose about 2 yards on that play. And they got some penetration in on the left side of the line, and it was going nowhere fast. So that's going to bring it about third and two with 3 minutes and 45 seconds to go in the third quarter. Ball on Sheridan's 43-yard line. About long 2 yards, a short 3 yards to go for the first down. So we're lining up. We've got a lead throw back here. We've got two wide receivers. One, the hander off, inside. He takes it inside, and he picks up a good 6 yards on that play. That was Kutchinger again. Or was that Dylan Sanders? Is that Dylan?
I think he picked up.
Maybe that was Aaron. I can't tell who made that play.
I think it was Kutchinger.
I think it was Kutchinger, too. So
I'm not 100% sure.
But Sheridan's 49-yard line. That's another first and 10 with 3 minutes and 15 seconds to go. Ball on their own 49. We've got two wide outs here. Dylan Sanders lined up behind Aaron Kane. Fake handoff to Dylan. Rolling out the pass to the right side. Aaron's going to run the ball. He's not going to go anywhere. He's going to get back to the line of scrimmage, and he's going to take him down at number 47, Jake Hagan. So 3 minutes and 50 seconds to go. It's going to be a second and 10 to go from Sheridan's 49 still. So Sheridan's huddling up. Charlie Palmer brings in the play. Aaron Kane bringing him up to the line of scrimmage. Charlie Palmer's going to split out wide to the right side of the field. We've got Bradley Kretzinger here to the short side of the field. The ball's going to be snapped back to Aaron. He's going to throw it out to the wide side of the field. To Bradley Kretzinger, and he's going to be caught for a short gain of about 2 or 3 yards.
No.
That wasn't Bradley Kretzinger.
It's Derek Lang.
That was Derek Lang, okay. Derek Lang on that play. He's going to have a short gain of about 3 yards on that play. So he's going to bring up about a third and a long 7. With 2 minutes left to go in the third quarter, should he play for the Chargers. The ball is on Knoxville, 49-yard line. They need to get to about the 41-yard line for the first down. The ball's getting ready to be snapped. Aaron Kane has the ball. He's dropping back to pass. He's got the ball at the line of scrimmage. It's tipped and it's going to fall short. A lot of pressure on Aaron now on that play. A lot of Panthers in the backfield. So it's going to break up a 4th and 8 from Knoxville, 49-yard line. See what it hurts. Meyer decides to do here.
Down 28 to nothing, and you're almost out of the third quarter. Jim, I think I'd have to go for it at this point. And they are.
Looks like that's what he's going to do. You got Dylan Sanders lined up behind Aaron Kane. You got two wide receivers and a tight end down. Aaron back to pass. Trying to throw it down the sidelines. The sidelines are going to get up on each team.
Right past the other ladder.
Close. That is really close, Mark. I think he's got it on the far side. Take a big step to the right, though, Mark. So we'll see where the spot is. He's right on it.
He's got it. They're going to measure it. He's got it.
He is right on the line that he needed there, Mark. I'd say he's got a two, but we'll see what this measurement comes up.
I get out my official Becky Foleman binoculars here.
They're bringing the sticks from far the far side of the field, so here we go. With the crucial play here.
Easy, baby.
Yep, he's got it by half a yard.
Easy, baby. First and 10 for the Sheridan Chargers. That was a big,
was a big play. Yep, Aaron Kane made a good play on that. He saw some green in front of him, and he went for it. Took a couple of hits, forgetting it there, too. So strong play for the Chargers. It's going to take the ball down to inside the 41-yard line of Knoxville. So this is a nice drive for the Chargers again here, Mark. Got a first and 10 from inside the 41-yard line. A minute and 25 seconds left to go in the third quarter. Aaron's got the ball. He pitches it to Dillon. There's some room out there to the right, but it's closing fast.
Dillon picks up 82.
Dillon gets about two on that play. Brought down by number 47 again, Jake Egan. Going to take us down, but next time we run the play, we're probably going to be under a minute to go in the third quarter. Going to be second and 7 for the Chargers. Second and short 7, long 6 from the Knoxville 40, from the Knoxville 36, 37 yard line. We've got three wide receivers here. One on the slot. Derek Lang is on the slot. Derek Lang crosses over the middle, and
he made the catch.
Well, he did. It looks like he made the catch. Aaron Cade threw it out to the line right by the Sheraton, in front of the Sheraton bench, and TJ's hit the second he catches the ball.
Actually, that one, he looked like he got hit before he got the ball, but he made the catch.
Yeah, I thought so too, but. So that makes it a second and about, third and about two to go. Long one, short two to go. Ball on Knoxville's 32-yard line. Looks like this will be the last play of the quarter unless it's an incomplete pass. There are 10 seconds to go in the quarter. Handed it off to Dillon Sanders, and Dillon didn't go very far.
He got a little bit, but he didn't get the first down. And that would be the end of the third quarter with our score. Still 28-0. Knoxville with the lead. The first quarter that Knoxville was shut out. So tonight's game being brought to you by Wisconsin Machine Works, a proud member of the Sheridan community and sponsor of the Sheridan Chargers on Thunder Country.
Community First. Your voice is powered by Community First Credit Union. Your voice is there to help young adults with questions about student loans, budgeting. Your voice is here to guide you through your finances. Check out their website at c1firstyourchoice.com or like them on Facebook. Federally insured by NCUA.
Tonight's game being brought to you by the Feldman family, Ben Franklin, on the north side of the Sheridan Square. By Sheridan Ford Mercury. Chargers football has a line with the power of an F-150 and the running backs with the speed and maneuverability of a Ford Mustang. See the new F-150 and Mustangs at Sheridan Ford Mercury at 124 South Main. Game off, we let them fund the press. Okay, Red Hot Realty, listing number 1525 is a fish farm with 120 acres, turnkey operation located in Wayne County. Call Red Hot Realty for more information, 641-774-4242. As we get ready to enter the final quarter of play of this game, the Sheridan Chargers looking to get some points on the scoreboard, trailing 28-0.
A fourth and two. Nice play by Bradley Kutzinger. He shot the ball behind the line of scrimmage and got past line of scrimmage by making a reverse turn and making a guy miss.
He had to nice play. He had to go back over his back shoulder instead of being left, and then he had to do that spin that you were just talking about and really did a nice job of picking up that first down.
That gives Sharon the first down at Knoxville 29-yard line. We're inside of 12 minutes to go in the fourth quarter with Knoxville up 28-0 in the fourth quarter here in Knoxville Stadium.
All right, and Evan Havoc doing a great job on the left side of that line.
Looks like TJ was in motion on that one. Aaron Kane's running for his life. He's going to get taken down. There are a whole host of Panthers there. So that's going to be a loss of about 3 yards, I'm guessing. So TJ went in motion on that one. It looked like Aaron was looking for TJ on the motion, and he kind of got held up just past the line of scrimmage. They're going to make a loss of two. That's going to make it a second and 12.
Gave them a pretty favorable spot on
that. Yeah, that was favorable.
11 minutes left to play in this game. Sheridan's got to get a score.
Yeah, it's imperative now. Ball on the 31-yard line. Aaron Kane has the ball. He's rolling out to his right side. He's throwing it across the middle to, I can't see who that was.
I think
it's
C.J., but I'm not sure.
It's C.J. Hawkinson. It's going to be about a yard short of the first down. Does that look about right, Mark?
Yep. Yeah. Take a yard and a half.
Take it down to about just past the 20-yard line, about Knoxville's 21-yard line.
C.J.'s got bright orange receiver gloves on, and that's how I knew it was C.J.
It's going to be 10 minutes and 20 seconds to go. Third and two on Knoxville 21-yard line. Our running back Bradley slipped, but he still got up. I mean, he's going to get right close. He's going to be about the 20-yard line. So it's going to be just short of
that. It's going to be about fourth down and bad luck.
He slipped on the play just as he was taking the handoff. That's going to bring up another fourth down for Sheridan. Fourth and one with 9 minutes and 50 seconds to go. From the Knoxville 20-yard line, Sheridan takes time out. Coach Smizer wants to talk it over and see if he can come up with something to get us first down.
The Knoxville fans on their feet, cheering on their team to play defense.
They have been loud tonight, Mark.
Not a lot of enthusiasm across the way, I'm afraid.
No.
Usually the Sheridan fans are pretty crazy, but they've been pretty quiet tonight. First two, get down 28-0, will do that to you.
I think they're a little shell-shocked, too. I don't think they quite expected this.
I expected a really good game tonight. I did not expect a blowout. And that first half was all Knoxville all the time.
Yeah. In fact, Sheridan kind of lucky to not be down further. If it weren't for a penalty at the very last play of the game, we'd be down another touchdown.
Then we'd be looking at a running clock.
No, we wouldn't.
We'd be in the locker room.
Yeah, I'd be driving home right now.
Right. Knoxville defense. And another one was the fumble there that was ruled that Sheridan got the ball. And that was really close to going either way.
And that's sitting right on the 20-yard line of Knoxville. Sheridan needs a short yard to get this first down.
What are you going
to
do here?
Well, they think you're going to drive it up the middle.
No, he's going to pass.
He's going to pass.
Oh, he's going to run for it. And he's got it first down.
I think he's got the first down. Knoxville tackle there took out the yard marker. That's going to be 9 minutes and 43 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. It's going to depend on the spot here.
Oh, he got it.
I agree, but I see where the spot is, too.
Oh, not a great spot.
No.
Not a great spot. So they're about a yard away, and now they're going to bring it out and do it. Are you sure it's a Napa right now? Oil filters.
I think it's short. And it could be short. I think that is a crucial call there.
They showed the first down.
That's,
they didn't even give him a great gentleman down.
That spot was interesting, but nevertheless, Knoxville takes over.
Knoxville takes over. Hey, you sure didn't happen right now. Oil filters are 60% off. Get all your machinery and trucks ready for the upcoming winter season with big savings at Sheridan Napa with Napa know-how. Tonight's game being brought to you by Grace Baptist Church. Dennis St. Lawrence, pastor, associate pastor Andrew St. Lawrence, proud supporters of Sheridan Chargers football on Thunder Country, KIIC.
Knoxville takes the ball back with 9 minutes and 40 seconds left to go. D.J. Snyder takes the ball on the first play of this drive, and he's going to gain about a yard or two on that first play. That's going to bring up a second and 8. Ball on the 19-yard line, the 21-yard line of Knoxville.
I think Knoxville is going to be happy to keep the ball on the ground, which they have done most of the time anyway.
Yeah, for the most part, they run 90% on the ground.
Oh, man.
Ball down, the pickup of about, I would say, 10 yards on that play.
Connor Bailey, about
about 5 yards maybe.
Oh, yeah, that's, yeah, they're going to take it real close to the first down marker. I guess I was looking at the wrong yard line, Mark.
Yeah, it's easy to do.
So it's going to be at about the 29-yard line. They need to go to the 30 for a first down. So that's going to make it...
measure it again.
That's close.
Okay, sir.
It's going to be close here.
You got to tell Derek to get out of the way. I can't see. He's short. Short about a foot and a half.
About a foot and a half short. That's a good call by Mark. 8 minutes, 39 seconds to go. Foot and a half to go for the first down. It's going to make it third down. Knoxville leading 28 to nothing. Heading toward the south end zone at their own 28 and a half yard line. Looks like there's a whole lot of movement on both sides of the line here. Play has stopped. Let's see what the conference here.
Jerry Lee Lewis play there. A whole lot of shaking going on.
And everybody's moving. Illegal procedure.
That'll be in Knoxville. Foot and a half away, then they're going to be now 5 yards.
5 and a half. 5 yards and a half foot.
Yeah.
A foot and a half. So, going to be take the ball back to Knoxville's 24-yard line approximately.
24 and a half.
The clock is running, 8 minutes and 20 seconds left to go in the fourth quarter. Bringing the ball up, it's going to make it third and long six. Man in motion. Looks like he's rolling out to his left. He wants to throw it to the wide receiver, and he's going to get sacked.
What a
Jared McClellan got sacked on that play. Charlie Palmer.
Charlie Palmer.
Clear back at the 7 yard line approximately.
That was a huge, huge loss. And I mean, just 2 plays ago, they brought it out to measure to see if it was the first down, and now brings it to the fourth down in 21.
Wow. Fourth and 21. How things change. So, we have a deep man back. We've got Derek Lang back standing at the 50-yard line. They're going to be kicking right from their own end zone line. Knoxville's going to kick it away. I think this is the first punt we've seen from Knoxville tonight, isn't it?
Almost blocked.
Get away.
There it was.
Ball bounces, and it bounces back towards Knoxville's line of scrimmage. So, Chargers are going to take over Knoxville's 42-yard line.
This is probably the best starting spot
of the night. It's unfortunate it's a little late in the game, so we're here with 7 minutes and 12 seconds to go in the game.
We need to score. We need an onside kick. We need to recover. We need to score. We need an onside kick. I've got this play thing down here. I know what we need to do to win.
Well, we can just have them turn it over 3 times in a row.
That would
be faster. 3 interception returns. Okay, the Chargers have the ball at Knoxville's 42-yard line. Handoff. And he chokes it. Aaron Kane has the ball. He's run out toward the sideline right in front of the Chargers bench.
He's got to get his 8 yard gain. Nice run.
Very nice run. He did a good take on that.
And he got out of bounds.
Stop the clock. Smart play by Aaron Kane. 15-yard gain. Stop the clock. 7 minutes and 3 seconds to go. Let's go take the ball down to the Knoxville 27-yard line, so nice game for Aaron Kane. Ball back up to the line of scrimmage. You got Bradley Kretzinger in, standing right beside Aaron Kane. 2 men out for same play. He takes the handoff to Dylan Sanders and pulls it out and takes it out to the sideline. He's going to gain about 4 or 5 yards again on that play. This time he didn't get out of bounds.
At least that. You know, we have to go back almost 2 years for the last time that the Sheridan Chargers have been shut out.
Really? It's been how long?
And it's been 16 games in a row that Sheridan has scored. So
let's hope we see a few scores here. It's going to make a 2nd and 5 from the Knoxville 24-yard line.
got one man backfield. We've got two men out for receivers. We've got Derek Lane coming across the middle to take a fake handoff. He's throwing it over the middle, and it's a damn close pass to complete to Tomaday at about the one-yard line, it looks like. Close to a touchdown, right about the one-yard line. So it looks like the Chargers have got something brewing here. 6 minutes and 13 seconds to go. It's going to make it a first and goal from the one-yard line. Knoxville still up 28 to nothing. Knoxville fans aren't quite as cheerful as they were, but well, they still got a lot to cheer about, I guess. So,
and
Not
enough.
Doesn't look like he quite returned. Takes it really close there, though. Boy, that official's left foot is almost on the goal line. So it's going to bring up the second down. It's 5 minutes and 35 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Play's coming in. That ball is about as close to the goal line as you can put it.
Ethan Canute, the center.
We've got Bradley Kretzinger back in the game, standing beside. Dylan Sanders has the ball. He takes it up. And he's across the goal line.
Yummer!
Enjoyed the touchdown.
Dylan Sanders in for the touchdown. Touchdown, Sheraton. Yummer! Got 6 points on the board for a Summers Insurance touchdown. Summers Insurance on the West Court. West Court is proud to support the Sheraton Chargers and all of the Charger touchdowns. So it's 17 games in a row that the Sheraton Chargers have scored in.
That makes it 28-6. We're lined up for the extra point for Edward Rodigem. He kicks the ball, and it is up and through. That makes it 28-7. Just over 5 minutes to go in the game, Mark. What kind of an onside kick are we going to get here? Knoxville is huddling up, and I'm sure they're talking over all the different possibilities for onside kicks and how to work them, because I would be surprised if we didn't get one from Sheraton. But they worked their huddle pretty quickly on that sideline, so they decided what they're going to do. Sheraton's taking the field for the kickoff. Knoxville is taking the field to their side. Sheraton's going to kick off to the north end zone here. They're lining the ball up on their own 40-yard line.
Edward Rodgen getting ready to kick off. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11 guys on this team.
Looks like we're not entirely sure on how to line up on this. Edward Rodgen is trying to pull some guys up closer to the line of scrimmage.
5 guys with low numbers up on the front of the on the 50-yard line for
ball's got to go 10 yards here, Mark.
5 guys with good hands up front. And
it was a good attempt there, but it was handled by number 44, Caleb Lee Peterson. He picked it up on the bounce and took it to the 50-yard line. So Knoxville's going to have the ball.
Nick Ryan in on that tackle.
That was handled cleanly.
It was nicely done. So, Lucas County Health Center, comprehensive therapies, including physical, occupational, and speech therapies, as well as athletic training services. For your star player, physical therapy at Lucas County Health Center works to help you get back on your feet. Physical therapy at Lucas County Health Center getting you back in the game.
Andrew Lang Investing. Call Andrew. He's a part of Central Financial Group at 641-203-3314. Knoxville has the ball right on the 50-yard line. They're heading toward the south end zone. They hand it off. And it looks like they recovered. It looks like Knoxville got the ball back. Number 34 for the Chargers, Bill got it and just couldn't quite get to it.
Snyder was the ball carrier, and he recovered it himself.
The fumble too.
Who did you say?
Number 34.
34. Don't have the 34.
The ball is now on the 48-yard line. We blitzed.
And Sheraton will get the ball on about the 35-yard line.
nice play. He blitzed right up the middle, and shoot, they were handed off. I couldn't tell who was there.
Which one of us called to having a turnover? So, a couple more. Yeah, 4:30 left to play in this game. Sheridan trailing 28-7.
We sure could use a quick strike here, Mark.
The Sheridan is leading 7-0 in the second half.
You got a man in motion across the middle. Aaron Kane's back to pass. He's throwing it up down the sideline. Intercepted. Intercepted by Tanner Duncan on the sideline.
And they help.
Help TJ up off the ground.
Three Panthers go over and help TJ up. He's looking out of knee a little bit.
And he's taken a lot of abuse over the past couple games. Yeah, he's doing a little
bit. When you say abuse, you mean a lot of hits on
him? A lot of hits, yeah. I don't mean abuse. I mean he's been hit quite a few times. It doesn't look like they're going to sub him out. I was kind of surprised by that. So Maxwell takes over the ball at the 15-yard line with 4:23 to go. Up 28-7 over Sheridan. Run straight up the middle, and they're going to pick up a nice gain on that. They're going to pick up about 8 yards on that gain. That was Tanner Duncan again, I believe.
You know, that was Bob, that was Luke Bachman turning over drive.
Oh, was it? Luke Bachman. That was 3, not 6.
And if Bachman stays in it, is this the last game for Maxwell Holmes? Yes. Well, the Panthers have acquitted themselves well in the last home game of the season.
We have another handoff straight up in the middle. Going to get a go for a few yards for number 3. Oh, it's not going to go for a touchdown. Number 3, Luke Coffin, 76-yard touchdown. That was up the middle and not crappled, all that was. Nothing fancy again. He just got past the initial line of scrimmage and there was nobody there.
Bachman turning overdrive. Luke Bachman, 76-yard touchdown for the Knoxville Panthers. That's going to make it 34-7 with 3:26 left to play in this one.
TJ tried to run him down, but boy, TJ limped and he could not catch up to him.
So their lining up was exciting.
No. So they're lining up for their extra point, and Bachman.
They got one of the boys. Just barely made it up the crossbar.
That makes it 35-7. 3:26 to go in the game. Knoxville will be kicking off to Sheridan again.
And somebody's birthday down there. They're singing happy birthday.
Sage? So I think they said Sage. It's Sage's birthday tonight.
Happy birthday, Sage. It's happy birthday to Sage down there.
So Knoxville is going to be kicking off to Sheridan with a big lead here in Knoxville.
So Sheridan made their way down, scored, and then in one gigantic run by Luke Bachman.
Well, they got so promising there, Mark, because then they got a turnover.
Yeah.
In good field position, then turned it right back over, unfortunately. And then the killer run there on one big run, 76 yards.
The tip drill.
Yeah, exactly.
He did a nice job. And, you know, Aaron Kane has done a good job tonight.
He has. He's done a good
job. He's done a real good job. But when you have a quarterback who's already passed for 911 yards on the season, you kind of hate to have him standing on the sideline.
Yeah.
And Quinn Storm. And that said, Aaron Kane has done a very good job tonight.
Yeah, I mean.
But Knoxville has come ready to play and has played
well.
Better.
They played well. Absolutely. So we're kicking off here.
On the ground.
We're kicking along the ground.
Sanders picks it up.
Dillon's picking it up. He picks it up at about the 22-yard line. Trying to get to the outside, and he gets to about the 30-yard line, it looks like. So the Chargers will take over there with 3 minutes and 18 seconds left to go in the game, down 35-7.
Make your farm chores easier with a new 4x4 ATV from CNC. The biggest ATV dealer in the Midwest, CNC Cycle, on the Highway 34 bypass. in Sheraton.
Are you a certain Steve at Hardy's Texas Thick Burgers? Smoky, juicy beef with jalapeno straws and barbecue smoked brisket. And cheese all on a homemade bun.
And off goes to Jake Lang, and he loses his footing and goes down for no gain. It's going to bring up a second down and still 10.
There's just over 3 minutes to go in the game. Second 10, ball on the 31-yard line of Sheridan. Headed toward the north end zone. Aaron Kane's bringing the Chargers up to the line of scrimmage. Aaron Kane's trying to throw the ball. He is under a huge amount of pressure and is sacked. Big sack, probably a loss of 10 yards on that sack.
Ryan Morgan leading the way on that one. Ryan Morgan and
gonna take the ball back.
Hagen.
Take the ball back down to the Charger 21-yard line. Going to make it third end
and a long distance call
to 20. I think they're still in the same zip code, but third down and 19. Just over 2 minutes to go in the game.
79 yards to go for a score. And they've got to get four scores.
Screen pass out to the right side of the field. Down. They picked up about 5 yards on that play.
They need four scores and 7 yards.
They do. That's going to be tough. Minute 40 seconds to go in the game. Going to make a 4th and 19. Some wholesale changes to the Charger team here. I'm not sure who's coming in and out.
Some clean uniforms.
Yeah, some clean uniforms. Looks like Sheridan's going to punt it. Makes it a 4th and 16. Got a minute 25 to go.
Charlie Palmer. Back to receive is Justin Langer. No rush. Here's the kick. Good.
A long punt.
That's Sheridan in bounds.
There. I was like, it must have hit out of bounds, huh?
Right at about the
45, 43, yeah. That was a better punt for Charlie.
Buck 11 left to play in this one. And I think as Dandy Don Meredith would have said,
turn
off the lights.
The party's over.
Hey, boy, how old are you anyway?
I'm only 45 years old.
You remember that?
I do. Dandy Don, Frank Gifford, Howard Cosell.
You must have been watching when you were a little kid.
Watched a lot of Monday Night Football. Ball is on Knoxville's 42-yard line, a minute and 11 to go. Up 35-7. They run the ball. They run it straight up the middle, and they are stopped.
Ball's
on the ground, but I think it was Dan.
That's not something.
66 ran the ball.
Yeah,
that's Ross Marshall. He's a senior.
That's something you see every day, number 66 carrying the ball.
No, but you don't see that one all the time. That was for a loss of one. The clock's running here, 45 seconds to go.
But the senior in his last home game got to carry the ball.
He got to carry.
So that's fun.
Okay, we got 35 seconds to go. I'm guessing they're going to get on. They ran the ball up the middle again here.
And there's a guy on the
play. 29 seconds to go.
I'm still the flag.
And it's time to let it go. That was number 7, Nate, running the ball.
That's Nathan Winters, also a senior. That's kind of fun.
Yeah. So, 3rd and 11. Well, there was a penalty on the play, and they're calling it on Sheridan. Ball on Sheridan's 45-yard line now. That's going to take us down to 29 seconds left to go. That's the end of the game. Knoxville takes the knee, and they won't have to snap the ball again. We're down 2:15 seconds to go in the game. Teams are lining up to shake hands. The final is going to be 35-7. Knoxville over the Chargers of Sheridan here in Knoxville.
Well, let me give you a quick scoring recap here, and you can look and see if we got any of those left to go. The first score was by a weak Stockman Turner overdrive, 25-yard touchdown run, and Luke kicks the PAT 7-0 with 9:55 left in the first quarter. T.J. Snyder scored a 3-yard run, Stockman with the PAT with 4:08 in the first quarter. 10:48, McClung dives in on a 1-yard quarterback keeper touchdown, and Stockman with the PAT, 1:48 left in the half. T.J. Snyder with his second touchdown of the game, Stockman with the extra point. Dylan Snyder scores with 5:19 left to play in the fourth quarter. Snyder, Dylan Sanders, for the Sheraton Chargers only score. And that made the
score
48-7. And then Luke Bachman scores a 76-yard touchdown run with 3:26 left to play. Final score, Knoxville 35, Sheraton 7. Jim, you did an awesome job tonight. You did an awesome job. That was a lot of fun working with you.
Under your tutelage, who could do a bad job?
There you go. So we're going to call it a night for KIIC. I'm Mark Feldman.
And I'm Jim Burridge.
And until next time, we'll see you in church. Thanks to Jim Frank back in the studio. Good night, everybody.